Okay, our speaker today is Greg Garrison, a member of the Order of Secular Franciscans, the Third Order of the Franciscans. He is a practicing attorney specializing in environmental issues of water quality, international law of the oceans, and the Endangered Species Act. As an environment, he belongs to the American Cetacean Society. Does anybody know what that is? It's whales, dolphins, and porpoises care. He also is a member of the Sierra Club, the Sea Shepherd Global, and is a registered environmental advisor with the California Environmental Protection Agency. As an attorney, he is a member of the state bars of California, New York, Texas, and Washington, D.C. He belongs to the International Legal Fraternity of Phi Delta Phi, the St. Thomas More Society, the Los Angeles Catholic Lawyers, and the American Catholic Lawyers Association. And as a Catholic, he belongs to SARA USA and International Societies, the SARA Cruz Cause, the Catholic Climate Covenant, the Franciscan Action Network, the Green Faith Interfaith Partners for the Environment, the United Nations Environmental Programs for Climate Change and Interfaith Participation for the Environment, and the National Religious Partnership for the Environment. So he doesn't have much spare time. Actually, I missed them on the next page. The conference, the U.S. Conference Catholic Bishops on Environmental Justice and the Franciscan Justice, Peace, and Integrity of Creation Program at the Environmental Ambassador and the JPIC Coordinator for St. Louis the King Secular Franciscan Fraternity. It's interesting to hear his story about how he became connected with the Franciscans. It was the result of many pilgrimages. He made pilgrimages to the 21 missions of California, another 5 of Arizona, and another 5 in Texas, and 9 in Cuba. Greg told me that the one common element that kept repeating itself in his journey was the testament of faith manifested in each of the missions. It was so compelling, so believable, and so moving, he said, that each mission built upon the one before it. And as he says, Franciscan fingerprints on each prayer bead of the rosary led him to the Franciscan order. He will be speaking to some of the topics on chapters 10 and 11 today of our book, Eager to Love, by Richard Rohr. Those include issues of the Fifth Crusade and St. Bonaventure. So let us welcome and give our blessing to Greg Garrison.